Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Phil Hendry Show. Now, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Now, I had 3/4 of the way up. Yeah. I'm going to go down here like that. And like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hi, everybody. It's Phil Hendry, and welcome to our show. You know, it's a crazy thing, man. It's a goofy thing. Now, if this shit is more, is it tighter? The music gets knocked down more. It's compressed more. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 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 Ooh. Oh, okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is compressed. You don't want that to be too compressed. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. And so how you doing, General?
Well, you know, it's fantastic. I'm out here right now. Well, you know, Phil, it's a great thing. I'm glad to be out here. Here with all of the people. And, well, you know, Phil, it's fantastic. It's fantastic to be out here.
Don't throw your love away, for you might need it someday.
Okay, last night I used the gate on this motherfucker. I don't know if you guys heard the show or the podcast today. It was horrible. It was horrible. It was just like, okay, the Phil Hendry Show, everything's fucking tight like that. So, that done with that experiment. I'm praying like a motherfucker, man, that we've got the right mix. The right mix, Jack. Don't throw your love. All right. You dig what I'm putting down? Okay. Sally. My girl, Sally. I don't know. Do we need to pack that? Excuse me for putting it this way. Do we need to pack that tighter? the Dodgers, man. Great fucking game. Dodgers got, was that today? They got like 3 guys tossed plus the manager arguing balls and strikes. The Cubs won the second part of the second doubleheader, 2-1. Dodgers won the first one 4-3 in extra innings. God, they both won extra innings, right? No, first one went 9. Second one went, but the first one was insane. Dodgers are 38-34, above 500. It's a hell of a game. They got 3 guys tossed, and then Dave Roberts. And Dave Roberts said, to his credit, after the game, he said, you can't argue balls and strikes. He made the right call. I should have been thrown out, but I had to get up there and protect my guy, defend my guys. He was late because this cat at the home plate umpire, I don't know who it was, but that guy was not in any goddamn mood, man. Goodbye. As soon as Roberts came over and said anything about balls and strikes, the guy went, you're gone too. So this cat just chucked guys like there was a conveyor belt. Bam, bam, you're gone. Kershaw's going into rehab. All right, so, you know, that's the name of that game. That's my team. That's the Dodgers. They've had a shitty-ass fucking first half, but they seem to be coming around. When did Kershaw last pitch? Against Arizona? Don't throw your love away. I think we're just going to have Steve Boazel today arguing, you know.
Phil, thanks for taking my call. You know, I think enough is enough. As I mentioned to you, President Trump has tried to do everything. Now he's got babies that are... I'm not saying.
Steve, you have a way of, you think the babies are doing this on purpose?
No, I don't think that. I think that, though, the impression is the babies are making him look bad. Like warm, like you said it, Mr. Hendry, warmed over dog shit, and now baby got to pay. Now these babies have got to pay.
The babies made Trump look like warmed over dog shit. Now they got to pay.
Don't throw your love away.
These immigrant babies made Mr. Trump look like warmed over dog shit. Now they gotta pay. Your daily reminder that you are not Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Minus 2. Hey, where'd my fucking coffee go, man? I had a... Hold on. Okay, thank. I gotta send a message to my... What's this? Hey, Phil. Listen to all your shows on TuneIn. Need to update my BSP. You are... Oh, baby, meet me on South Street. What did I just say I was doing? Oh. I answered a note from one of my shows close to midnight. That guy Gary Newman, he looks kind of... He don't look too healthy. All right, do we have Steve Bozell? Yeah. Fans loud and annoying, and it's not that hot. So, Le Dorgiel split the doubleheader today with the Chicago Cub. You mean the Cubs? Yes, the Cubs. Here's the wind-up and the pitch. Long, deep drive. The ball is going into the stands. You know, home run, right?
Yes, that's a home run.
Yes, we have baseball in France, but it's not on the level of America, but
you got like minor league teams or?
Oh, a few teams in Paris, you know, we have a Marseille team, we have a Lyon, you know, do they
play a major league?
I would say it's not as good, but will they get paid? Oh, yeah, they get paid an amount of money that's not comparable, you know, but it's a football country, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a football country. It's football. And I'd say basketball is next in France. And
is it France or France?
It's France. But I go back and forth, you know.
Okay.
Okay. Why are you whispering? You're giving me the creeps. All right.
What? Oh, Toronto still plays in that big cavernous piece of shit, right? Where do they play? They play at Rogers Center, which used to be the Sky Dome. Yeah, it's that big, round, ugly... Now those stadiums all look big, round, and ugly, don't they? I remember when they were building them all, early 70s, man. All of those ballparks. Riverfront. Three Rivers. Fucking, you name it, man. That, you know, what are the other ballparks they had? I'm losing my mind here, I forget. I guess Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia. There was JFK Stadium in Philadelphia, but that couldn't have been... That must have been some shithole. And they had, oh yeah, you know, the King Dome, oy, and that goddamn Metrodome. What a toilet. It wasn't a toilet, it was just no personality in that place. Just one big thing, it was just a thing, you know. The best dome stadium I was ever in, and I probably don't have much experience, was the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. That place was great. I'm telling you, it was great. Everything convenient. It wasn't a bad seat in the joint, as crazy as that sounds. It just everything was on top of the field, and it was bright. There was natural light coming in the rooftop. Now I don't know what's going on with them. Are they out of the dome now? And the Falcons going to be playing in a? Well, I don't know what it is. Well, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's where they play now. Mercedes-Benz. Is that got a roof or what is that? It's a retractable. That's the way to go, man. That retractable roof, baby. You know, hey, it's a nice day, Bob. Open it up. You got it. It takes about 10 hours. Oh, fuck. You mean I didn't do it? No, you can't. For 3 minutes to game time, what do you think? I just go and roll the window up? It takes me 10 hours to open a goddamn thing. All right, calm down, man. How about if we put the game off for 10 hours? Sure. That would make it, well, about midnight. And it's a Sunday, so it'd be midnight going into Monday morning. Man. When I played infield, I couldn't play infield. Playing baseball. I played catcher. And I think I was a good catcher. I had a pretty good arm. I'm not saying that I was, you know, I'm not saying I was Johnny Bench. There's no, I'm just saying, let me put it this way. I liked playing catcher. I liked being in every play. I liked the immediacy getting the ball, I throw it back to the guy. It was pitch. There wasn't a whole lot of fielding that you had to do. I couldn't field in baseball. I hated to field in baseball. Fly balls, I didn't mind. What scared me to death were ground balls.
And they only scared me in the infield. I played third base for a very brief time, and I couldn't, you know, the ball hitting the dirt, it was the most unpredictable thing. It could take a hop, and you should have seen my face. I had scars, you know, not scars, but scabs here, and a ball hit me here and almost broke my nose one time. I couldn't fucking play. I couldn't play fucking infield for love or money. Outfield I could play, but it was boring being out there. And you know, you make a mistake in the outfield and the whole god... I mean, everybody knows any error that is made on the field, but for some reason it seems more glaring out there. I could field in the outfield because the ball's on the grass. But I did not have a strong arm, and it wasn't very accurate. Not from that distance. Playing catcher, you know, you're throwing a ball down to second, throwing it down to first. But more than anything, whether I was good or not, I liked it. I liked playing catcher. It was fun for me. And you were, like I say, you were in every play. There was never a dull moment playing catcher. And, yeah, you know, they taught me. My accuracy got better as the coaches worked with me, you know, where to bring the ball back, where to release it, all this good shit. You know, where you're throwing down to second if a guy's stealing, etc. So when I started to catch, I started to enjoy playing baseball, but I didn't really like it. My first 2 years in Little League, I was playing infield. And then I don't know what possessed me. Bob Watson said to Jim Bouton, "Yeah, lay that knuckleball on me, man. Yeah. I'm going to learn how to catch that knuckleball." Why? Well, how many guys can catch it? And Bob Watson wanted to catch the knuckleball. I think it was Bob Watson. He says, "I'll become indispensable as a catcher because I can catch every goddamn pitch there is, including the knuckleball, you know." Brewers over the Pirates today, 3-2. So that dude singing the national anthem didn't fucking matter. Swung on, belted into right center field. It's going out over that Xfinity P sign out there. Home run at Fleming Park, whatever the hell they call it in Pittsburgh now. PNC Park. Here's the next pitch. Pirates pop it up. Welcome to PNC Park. Oh, shit, it wiped. They showed a foul ball just wiped a guy's goddamn drink out. It opened, what it was a can of beer, and the ball hit it and put a hole in it, and all this carbonated liquid started spraying out of it. Man, the guy got wet. It looked funny. All right. Yeah, so I've rediscovered baseball. I had no interest from about 19. I'm telling you right now. I mean, I'd say really, I had no real daily interest in baseball from about 1973 or 4, all the way until. I mean, what, like 3 years ago? So we're talking about 30, 40 years. I could give a fuck. It wasn't that I was hostile to baseball, just. I didn't like it. It was boring as fuck to me, and I was done with it. But when the Dodgers got, you know, like the late 70s, Dodgers had a good team, and, you know, I watched them and whatever. But I was a daily baseball watcher back in my ute. Now I'm back to watching baseball pretty much every day, and I'm not a one-team guy like I used to be just the Dodgers. Basketball, I'm a one-team guy. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, "Are you watching basketball?" I said, "I can't get in. If the Lakers are not in it, I don't give a fuck." You know, I just don't. And so I guess I don't like basketball. I like watching the Lakers play. I mean, I watch it, but there's something. That's such a small universe, basketball. Five guys on that plank of wood, and it's real personal. And these teams, you know them really well. You see these guys all the time coming in and out of your town. And you take everything personally as a fan. You know, you're in... I don't know. It was just more fun when I had that connection to the playoffs because the Lakers were so goddamn good for so many years. You know, I mean, we're talking. Well, the '70s they sucked. mid to late 70s, they stunk. They started to get it back in the 80s, and then they had that beautiful run. They beat the Celtics twice in the 80s, which was, you know, it made up for a little bit of what happened to the Lakers in the 60s. The Celtics won, what did they win, like 9 straight NBA championships, most of them against the Lakers? Beat them in 4, beat them in 6, beat them in 7, beat them in 5, beat them in 7, beat them in 6, you know. Jerry West, at one point, I think I just got out of high school, I read an article, he was saying, he says, I'm getting tired, I don't think it'll ever happen. You know, he'd never won an NBA title. And they were getting beat by the Knicks. Then came the 70s, the Knicks beat them. And then came that 71-72 season, and they ran off 33 straight wins, which I believe is a pro record. I could be wrong. In the same season, 33 straight wins. And beat the Milwaukee Bucks in 6 games, and that was a goddamn good basketball team. That's when they had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and they had, I think Oscar Robertson was on, you know, his last few years, and they had a really good team, Milwaukee Bucks. Lakers beat them in six, then they beat the, I think they only had 2 series, I forget who, but and they played the Knicks, and they beat the Knicks in 5, I think. Yeah, 5. Just dominated them. And West won his champion. He got his ring. You know, and you're happy for the guy. And by the way, he had the worst fucking series. Jerry West couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in the Knicks series. Couldn't buy a basket. But he finally got himself a championship ring, which, you know, the guy, if anybody deserved one, it was Jerry West. And they had Wilt Chamberlain that year. So it was a great team. They had Gail Goodrich and Jerry West at the guards. They had Wilt Chamberlain at center. They had Happy Hairston and Jimmy McMillan were the forwards. They crashed those boards. Chamberlain dominated. Good year, they won the championship. And I really suffered with the Lakers in the 60s, you know. Unlike the Dodgers, who, they won a couple of World Series. So you're, well, they've won some. Lakers just, I'll never forget, I had the measles. I was 10. I was 9 years old, I had the measles. And I was as sick as a dog. This is the, you know, before the measles shot. And this was the bad measles. What do they call it? Rubella? Maybe red measles something. Because I had German measles. I had the German measles when I was in my 20s, and it was like a bad cold, and that was it. This was bad. You had a fever. You were sick as fuck. Well, I finally was coming out of it and feeling better. And there's the goddamn sports page. My father would bring it to me. And the Lakers were in the Hawks here, the St. Louis Hawks, before they went to Atlanta. God, I wish I could remember that team. St. Louis Hawks, they had some great players. Alex Hannum, who before he became a coach. Anyway, they beat the Hawks in 6. And I was so happy, and I was feeling better, and I wasn't sick anymore. And then they faced the goddamn Celtics again, you know, and here we go again. And then I got sick again, and I almost died. I'm kidding. No, I didn't. What was that? Oh, my chair just did a thing, man. I think my chair's breaking. Yeah, it was a trip and a half, Jack.
Don't throw your love away. No, 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 no. Don't throw your love away. For you might need it someday. Who's the promo we ran yesterday? Oh, okay. Testing 1, 2. All right. This is going to be really fucking crazy, Daddy-O. Crazy shit, you know. Yeah, man. All right. You might need it someday. Oh, here it is. Real GM. What the fuck is this? There it is. Is it already open, I wonder? Has missing fonts. Well, that's too goddamn bad, isn't it? Ain't that just a bitch? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Goddamn this. Testing 1, 2, 3. Wait. Testing 1, 2. 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 That is really hot. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. I'm going down here. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I wonder if testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 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 Test, 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 test. Test, 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 test. Test, test, test. Hi, it's Phil. And here we go. Bitch!